Alrighty, welcome everybody. I shouldn't start with alrighty.
Hi,
Welcome back to A
guys.
Shot of Weeb, where we have some alcohol ahead of time and during the podcast, and we ramble about anime and hope it makes sense afterwards.
Yes,
I am
sir.
One of your hosts. I'm one of your hosts, the Epic Wob, and I am here with the other host, the Seaweed Ambassador.
That's me, gamers. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. And for those of you who are watching on our YouTube channel instead of on Anchor, we have something different this time. We have, with the power of magic, video for the first time. We are here, present.
In the flesh?
In the pixels?
Yeah, we're pixel in the flesh right now.
Either way, we have no clue where this review is going, but we do know it involves some more drinking. Do you want to give a cheers, my friend?
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Was I supposed to, like, actually cheers it? I think we got distracted.
Well, I think
I don't know what we're doing.
Whatever.
What happened? There was, like, a whole... We had a thing planned, and then we just bailed on it.
We just did not do that at all. Yeah,
We just didn't do it.
Next week. Next week.
Next week.
All right,
so... What show did we watch?
This
was your...
It was my choice. My choice. And so, as always, it was a banger.
It was a banger.
this week we did a Tenari no Sekikun. The Master of Killing Time. Can you see that? There we go.
Yeah. No, that's like super glared out.
I got the Blu-ray here.
got the Blu-ray.
It's nice. Yeah, but
did
we're
you,
not sponsored.
Did you rewatch it on the Blu-ray?
I did, yes. So I used the official subtitles.
Official subtitles. I used whatever Crunchyroll had.
Those are probably
also the
official ones.
Because I can no longer go to my old CD den of crime known as
Yeah, your
Kiss
old,
Anime.
What was it, Bitcoin mining website.
Look, I generated them so much Bitcoin. Rest in peace, old familiar.
Oh, man. All right. So what was this show about? So this is your first time watching it, right?
Yes, I had never heard of it.
Yeah. I think I found it at a convention one year. And
okay.
I watched a couple episodes like in the viewing room, you know, that they have. And I was like, oh, this is pretty fun. And then I went and tried and found it and watched it around that same time. So it wasn't like when it came out, which was 2014. It was probably in 2015. Because the convention that I would have gone to there and then, it would have been in, like, the spring of the spring seasons when it was held. So it was probably, like, 2015 when I actually watched the show.
Yeah, whereas I'd not even heard of it. And CB told me about this show and told me the premise of it. And I looked into it and I realized it is effectively a skit show. Which, after how much he ragged on the genre after Tetsujin-senpai, I assumed he just wouldn't watch this kind of show.
That's not no. I didn't rag on the genre as a whole. I just don't. That's not my.
No, I specifically remember you saying skit shows suck, and I'll never watch one in my life.
That's not what I said. This man is putting words in my mouth. Is it not fair? No, what I said was that skit shows are not normally my thing, and episodic shows are not normally my thing. It takes a really good one for me to really get into it. Believe that is what I said.
Like Tetsujin-senpai, right?
Oh, no, not like Tetsujin Senpai. No, but speaking of Tetsujin Senpai, this show does feature another white-haired girl, which is why I knew you would like
yet
it.
Yet another. There's been a trend, like three of the last four shows we've watched have had that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have picked a different show for next week. I should continue that trend.
Well, I mean, kind of. It kind of. The main character.
Man, I don't know. I've never watched it.
We'll see. Yeah.
All I know is freaking Bone Man.
Oh, man. You're spoiling. We haven't even gotten to our show that we watched this week yet.
Surely there's other shows with Bone Man. Maybe we're watching Gleipnir again. Who knows? So the premise of Tenari no Sekikun, the Master of Killing Time. It is in a classroom. It is a classroom anime, and there are two characters. There are really only two characters that are actually important. The others are there sometimes, and that's Sekikun,
mm-hmm.
and Yokoi something, Yokoi-san, I guess.
Yeah, Yokoi Rumi.
Yes. Yokoi, so Seki-kun is the master of killing time. He yes. is a professional at goofing off in class. And Yokoi keeps getting roped into his stupidity.
Because Seki-kun is Yokoi's neighbor, because he's in the desk next to her, which is the show's title, My Neighbor Seki-kun, the English translation of Tenari no Seki-kun.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
Yeah, yep. My Neighbor Seki-kun.
I didn't actually know that. My neighbor, we just watched My Neighbor Totoro. Got it.
No, we did not. Those are very different.
They're basically the same. Oh, geez. It was always bad in other episodes that we've done of this show when I could feel your disappointment from the other side of a silent mic, but actually being able to see it is so much worse.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Yeah.
This is going to be an adventure for us just as much as it is for the people watching.
Hey, you know, one step at a time.
One step at a time. I need to drink more. All right. We didn't talk about what we're drinking. I have mine in frame because I'm a shill for people who aren't paying us.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. So what are you drinking, Wob?
I have made myself a mixed drink because I felt fancy today. I wanted to try something out, so I put together some Dr. McGillicuddy's root beer with a Stewart's cream soda to try to emulate a root beer float. It's missing something. I don't know what, but it's still pretty good.
Probably the ice cream.
Oh, I should have put some vanilla something in there. Vanilla. Yep. I think there's a McGillicuddy's vanilla. I should have done that.
That would have done it right there.
Might be. That would have fixed it.
Yep. And
What do you got there, bud?
I've got a Rita's Lime-a-Rita. It's a sparkling margarita. Found it last week, actually. And it's pretty solid. Pretty solid. It tastes like limes. So, you know, what more do you want?
It tastes like limes. That should be the company's, like, catchphrase.
It should, honestly. They should hire me. Or they should just sponsor our podcast.
Sponsor the podcast. We'll say everything tastes like limes if you pay us.
Yeah, everything. Doesn't matter if it's McGillicuddy's root beer. It tastes like limes.
Mmm, this root beer and this root beer float. Mmm, limes. Love it.
All right, so let's get into this show. We're here to talk about some anime. Let's talk about some anime.
Let's talk about anime. This show's booze and anime. We're done with booze. Let's talk about show.
Yes. So what were your initial impressions of this show? I'm curious.
So I know that one of the things you like to do when you're watching anime is get screen grabs of like good reaction faces or whatever, or just like anything that's good to share around.
Yeah.
I wish I had done that for this show. There are a lot of great, like, 2 or 3 frame images that I might actually go back on one of my off days and save them in a folder. Because it's so great. Yokoi's reactions are always amazing, including one of my favorites in both the intro and the outro. Can we just talk about the intro and the outro for a moment? Because they're both great.
Yes, yes, we will. Let's do it.
Which one are we going to talk about first? You lead it off. I'm talking too
much. Let's go with the intro because that introduces the show.
Okay.
So the intro, what I really like about the, okay. God, I just said, let's talk about the intro and let me just talk about generally here, right?
Let's talk about the intro by not talking about the intro.
Yeah. So what I liked about both of these is they're kind of their own like mini episodes, right? Because it's like these two things you don't see it happen throughout the show. But it like you could see an episode based around this concept, but instead they decided to put it in the intro and outro, which I think was like genius because and they're endearing, you know, the opening.
It's so cute.
It is. So the OP is Seki-kun is he's making the anime. He is making Tenari no Seki-kun like as they're doing it.
And it's so good because it goes through like all the steps, including steps that I wouldn't even have thought about. Because like I don't know how anime is made. I work with like you know actual cameras and stuff, so like the animation side of it pretty foreign to me.
Yeah.
And so we see him go through like all these steps, and he has like the drawing table with the light underneath, and he's like flipping between pages to make sure it works, which this actually changes. They change the picture he's working on halfway through the show. Because initially he's animating a frame of him. I forget exactly what he was doing, but then halfway it switches over to him animating a frame of Yokoi, like, doing that sort of haughty, like, I ain't talking to you, but then looking back over.
Yep. But then, I don't know if it's in that part or if it changes again towards the end where he's animating her saying, like, saying Yamate, which is stop, or like, stop it. Like, you know, stop doing these things. Because that's how the song ends, you know, is Yamate. And then she gets all embarrassed because he has her, like, voicing it as the voice actress for this thing. And the teacher, yeah, like, looks back and...
And that's one of the reaction frames I wanted so, so badly, is whenever he gets the ADR for saying Yamate. There's, like, these two frames where she just, like, looks shocked as the teacher turns around to look at her. Yeah. And it's so good. Because the designs are all, like, super simplistic. This is a very simple animation show. The lines are clean. I'm not going to... I nearly said it's about the same level of drawing as me. That's objectively false. But it's not, like, super detailed. You don't got the crinkles and the lines and super crazy shadows. It's...
Yeah, this ain't no Death Note.
It's just a... It's a drawing.
Yeah, exactly. It looks more like a... I don't know, like... more like a Cartoon Network show. Kind of, like, with like the simplicity, right? Not, like, the actual designs. Like, you can... It's clearly anime.
Yeah, it's definitely not Western design, but it's more like a Western colorization.
Right, exactly, exactly. Like, the colors are fairly flat. There's not a ton of shading on stuff. But it looks really good pretty much all the time.
Yeah, it's very fluid still, and I loved the look of it.
Yeah.
And especially because with those simplistic designs, they can do some really dumb facial animations, like whenever someone is like... I say someone. It's almost always Yokoi.
Oh, almost always, yeah. There's a couple episodes where Goto is doing some stuff, but generally it's all Yokoi.
Goto does have one amazing sequence about halfway through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, like, whenever Yokoi is surprised, like, in the ED, her eyes are, like, big, and it's just, like, white circles scribbled on there.
Yeah, it's adorable.
It's so good. It's so good. And there's another sequence. I don't remember which episode it is. It's one of the episodes. Because there's 21 episodes, but they're all short.
They're all about, what, 8 minutes, I believe?
I think it was like 7.5.
Okay. Something like that, yeah. But they're pretty short.
Those lines.
So it's like, yeah. It's even shorter than like a 12-episode anime, I believe. Like time-wise.
I think so. I was able to easily watch it in one go.
Yeah, which surprised me. I noticed you doing that. I was like, oh, okay.
Because I'm an irresponsible human and just goofed off yesterday. Look, I had a rough week of work, okay? I wanted to breathe.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, I watched it all today as well. I didn't watch it all in one go. I watched half of it in the morning, half of it tonight. But I mean, I definitely could have watched it all in one go. It's like that type of show where like each episode's so short. It's like, I don't know. It's like the same feeling as like a YouTube video, you know, where you're like, oh, okay, well,
yeah,
this is just like 8 minutes. I can just watch one of these. You're like, oh, just another 8 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. No problem.
Oh, what's this autoplay recommendation? Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what it was. Because there is no overarching story at all.
There are recurring characters.
There's recurring characters, but there's not
characters.
There's not like a goal these characters are trying to reach. Like,
yeah,
like,
no, not at all.
The closest thing that I could really think of to compare it to is like Candace from Phineas and Ferb. You know how like she's always trying to right, because like, she's always
I had that same thought, yeah.
Because she's always trying to get them caught, but like Yokoi also isn't like. Necessary like trying to get Seki-kun caught, which I really liked. I liked that about her a lot.
Yeah, she's not really trying to rat him out, but there are a couple of times where she gets in trouble because of what he's doing.
Yeah.
And she goes to be like, Seki-kun did it, and he's like completely packed everything away in like 2 seconds.
It's ridiculous. He is a master. He's truly
he's
gained
the master of killing time.
That he is. all right, well, let's talk about the ED before we get too far in.
The ED was so good. Like, yeah. I had a conversation with you because you know that I have an issue of just like sitting down and watching a show, and I was worried about the time frame. And you were like, "Oh well, I mean, the ED is like a minute long, and you can skip that every time." I did not skip it a single time. It's too good.
It's very good. I will admit, I did skip it a few times, but
oh, how could you?
But I mean, I've already seen the show, and I didn't skip it once in the first time I watched it. So no, it's a very good. It's essentially. Is Seki-kun is created a drum set out of his just out of stuff that is found at school, essentially.
Yeah, like his pencil box is a few pieces of lab gear.
Two pencils for the drumsticks and.
Mm-hmm. And they keep it split screen, so the credits are going in the middle of the screen, and you've got Seki-kun drumming away on the right side, and you've got Yokoi watching him on the other side. And Seki-kun's expression does not change the entire time. He's just drumming along to the music. Because it's the ED music.
Yep.
And then Yokoi has this beautiful set of animations. First where she's just kind of looking at him like, what? And then sort of changes. She gets the slight like bob as she's starting to get into it. And she starts like dancing to it. And she butts out into this adorable huge grin, and then catches herself and realizes, nope, I'm not allowed to like this, and turns away.
Yeah, and yep. Oh man, it was so good. It was amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah. And like the whole thing was just, it was so cute, and it was all like, it was all in character too, which was my favorite part. Because, you know, sometimes you get those EDs where it's like just the characters running, and like, those are so boring.
Those, they're so boring.
But like
and then this... there's also like the dopey ones where you have like this super serious show or whatever, and then the ED is just them like running around dancing for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this one was fantastic.
Because that's absolutely just something that might happen after class. They would absolutely do that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the other thing I wanted to mention too is that they the time of day changed through or like in that one it was a. Like a, it was clearly after school because it was, you could tell the sun was setting. Whereas like the rest of the show is like set during school. And it was a good way to like separate the two because there's no way he could be drumming in class, you know?
Yeah. That makes I mean, there's way no way he noise. Could be doing half of these things in class.
Yeah, but he's the master.
He's the master, which means teachers forget to look in his direction, I guess.
Or even when they do, they don't see him.
I mean, I can't riff on this too much because one of my teachers in middle school, I love the dude, but someone in that class stapled a backpack to the wall in the middle of this guy's lecture, so maybe teachers are just oblivious. That happened! I'm not making that up.
Someone
in my class stapled a backpack to the wall behind the teacher while he was giving a lecture.
I'm just honestly amazed. Like, that's impressive.
I really hope that teacher isn't watching this. He's probably not.
Because
he was a great teacher. He taught us the England feudal system by dressing as a Jedi.
Alrighty.
So,
well,
what anime were we talking about?
Tenryu Seki-kun. Let's get back to it. Okay. So how do you want to go about this? Because all the episodes are not connected at all. Okay, well, how about this? Did you have a favorite episode or, like, a favorite, like, set of episodes?
I had
episodes
a favorite set of episodes.
Okay.
Absolutely, hands down, there were 3 Shogi episodes.
Okay, that's not what I thought you were going with that, but I like it. Okay, I like it.
Wait, what did you think I was going to like?
Well, no. It's when you were going with the set of three, there's another set of three in this show.
No, what, my the favorites. Robot Family?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, you're down for the Robot Family. Okay.
Yep. Okay, but go.
So
let's talk about
the Robot Family. Actually, we'll go to Shogi after because I'm just gonna gush about it.
Okay. I don't know. I loved the Robot Family because Seki-kun. So essentially, the premise of these episodes is Seki-kun has brought these basically Gundams. Like I mean, the dad kind of looks like Optimus Prime, right? That's kind of the vibe
pretty
I was
much
from him. But they were like all like these robots, these model kit robots that he would bring to school, and he would set them up to do these like things as a family. So there was the mom, the dad, and the child, and he would have them like, I believe there's one episode where they were going camping. There was one episode. I think the first episode was the storm drill, if I remember correctly.
No, I believe there was one before that where the robots were studying. Oh, wait, no, you're right, you're right. The first one was Disaster Drill.
Disaster Drill should have been first. And
yeah, no, I absolutely just lied to everybody. It was the Disaster Drill, the CPR class at the
pool.
Pool.
Yeah,
and then the final episode. And then the final episode, yeah.
Yeah. So the Disaster Drill, which is episode 6, basically, it starts off the episode, and the teacher's like, hey, we're going to have a disaster drill. So it's basically like a tornado drill or whatever, you know, that we have here in America. And he's like, and then we're going to go through that. And then Seki-kun's been playing with these robots, this robot family. And then as they start to go out, Seki-kun's like kind of goofing off a little bit. And you'll
call, as always.
Oh, of course, as always. So I think at the first they had to duck under the desk. And Seki-kun just kind of like sat beside it, kind of lounging on his chair. And then Yokoi's like, what are you doing? You gotta like, and then she looks and she sees that the family is under the desk, like a super proper, like following every instruction correctly.
Under the desk, heads on the hand on the head.
And she's like, oh, that's so adorable. That's the family's looking out for each other. So, and then she's
Yokoi
like,
absolutely adores the robots, and it's the cutest thing ever.
She does. And then they have to go outside in an orderly fashion. And Seki-kun's just kind of goofing off, doing whatever. Mm. And then Yokoi is like, oh, man, what happened to the robot family? Like, where are they safe? And then she sees them on the back of his shirt, hanging on for dear life as they're making their way outside, but they're not causing a fuss, where Seki-kun is like making jokes with his friends and stuff. It's great. It's so good.
The robots all have like packed disaster backpacks, including a shovel. They're holding on to the kiddo's hand.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually one other bit, like before the drill started, actually, she was complaining that Seki wasn't like paying attention or whatever. Or actually, am I getting this confused with a different episode? I legitimately don't remember. She's complaining that Seki's not paying attention, like always. And then the robots are like all sitting around a desk and the kid has a book out and they're like actually studying.
Oh, that might have been in that episode, yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember if that was this one or in the final one.
No, because in the final one they were hiding. They were like hiding and stuff. But yeah. And then they kept doing, and then they get outside. You know, and they're like, And Seki-kun's like, he's like messing around with his friends in line, like not really paying attention. But the robots are all there, nice and perfectly in line. They're like, you know, paying attention. And then he kicks one of, I think he kicks the dad over, if I remember right.
I don't rightly recall here. I think
it wasn't the kid for sure.
I don't remember. I actually forget.
But Yokoi was watching them the whole time, and then she sees
Yeah, because they're all like sitting listening to the address on the lawn.
Yep. And then she sees that he kicks like the dad over or whatever, and she takes all of them and is like holding them in her lap so they're safe. And then he starts to freak out because his toys are gone and stuff. But he's been setting them up in these positions this whole time. So yeah. It's like clear he knows. Like, oh man, it's so great.
And then we get one of the excellent faces again, because all of the robots are sitting in her lap, like attentively listening to the speech, and she's just giving this death glare to Seki with like the shaded out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's great. And Seki looks terrified. He's literally
scared. Yokoi scares the crap out of Seki when he's not paying attention.
Yeah. And then
or when he's not prepared for it, I guess.
Yeah. And so then the second episode with them was the pool episode. And they're supposed to be, they start off doing CPR, you know, and then Seki-kun's goofing off, and Yokoi's not, but then Yokoi notices that the family's there, the robot family's there, and they're all doing CPR correctly, and she's like, that's so adorable, they're all doing it, and they're like showing their kid how to do CPR, it's so cute. and then I believe they start to go swimming.
Yeah, because like, they get free time. The teacher's like, we've gone over all the material. Y'all can just goof off.
Yeah. So then they just go swimming, and then, but she's worried about them. So she's like, I'll join you guys in a minute. And she goes off to find the robot family. And then she notices that they're still practicing CPR. And she's like, no, it's free time. They can do... It's okay. They can go.
She has joined the delusion.
Yes. Yes. and then so she's doing that. And then I believe she sets them up in a different way. And then goes swimming.
Because she finds some tiny, tiny lounge chairs. Right. And a little swimming pool that presumably Seki had brought and then just forgot to set them up in.
Yeah, yeah, most likely. Then she knows that, sets that all up, and then she goes swimming, I believe, after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sees one of the other, or somebody else in the class. I don't remember who it was.
It's the guy that was introduced earlier.
Uzawa. Yeah.
Because he was in a different episode. He was in the chalk stamp or the eraser stamp episode.
Yes. Yes. But Uzawa finds these toys. It's like, oh, hey, I don't remember what he says, but he's like, I wonder if these float. And then like throws the
kid robot has a pool ring on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so he throws the child robot into the pool. And both Yokoi and Seki see this, and they both freak out. Right.
Yeah, because that character had been established earlier. Seki is terrified of Uzawa because he has no respect at all for anyone else's property.
He's literally an agent of chaos in this show.
He gave me stress.
I mean, understandable, honestly. But he throws the kid in the pool. And the kid gets caught in Yokoi's friend's hair.
Goto's. It was the braid.
Was it Goto?
It was Goto, yeah. Because he gets stuck in the braid.
Was it Goto or Hashino?
Who's
Hashino? Was her friend that was in that class. Because Goto was only in the art class with them, I thought.
No, she was definitely there in the pool as well, because like they made a point of Yokoi like playing with her braids trying to find where it was.
Okay. So it gets caught in Goto's hair, and then she dives in. But Seki also sees it in her hair. And Seki is able to get there first and take it and then go protect the family from any other evildoers around.
Any more rogue students.
but Yokoi doesn't know that because she was underwater, and then she comes up and there's no robot in the hair. So she starts freaking out. And then they all get out of the pool because it's over, class is over. You know, and then she's still in the pool like, I gotta find it. I'll be out in 1 second. I gotta find the kid and stuff. And it was adorable.
Yeah. It was definitely good. And then her friends are like, oh, why is Yokoi so childish? She doesn't want to get out of the pool. And it was... Can I detour a tiny bit to talk about Goto? Because she's in, like, two episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
So Goto at this point has, like, met Yokoi basically because she shares art class with them. And the first art class episode was the golf one.
Yes.
Seki is playing mini golf on the desktop using the holes in the desk. And basically through this entire time, Goto is sitting behind them, building this like fantasy of the two of them being together. And it ends with, so like the ball bounces off the table or something. There's something using a flag or whatever, because like Seki's mad at her and she's like, I'll make it up for you. I'll hold the flag so you can play golf. But then they look to go and she's, like, building this whole relationship story in her head, Goto is.
Yeah.
And they realize the golf ball's missing, and they bend down, like, under the table to get it. And I'm pretty sure Goto just thinks they're fucking in class.
No, she thinks they're kissing. She thinks they're making out.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Yeah. I went much more drastic than that in my understanding.
Too far.
My mistake.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure
that's
what
probably a more reasonable suspicion.
But in episode two, in the second episode with Goto, she does think that though. So like, you're not like that far off because that's the episode where
Yokoi's sick.
Yokoi's sick. And so Seki has to entertain himself by playing Paper Sumo,
Which is apparently a thing. I'd never heard of that.
It looked like the loudest game you could possibly play also. Because he's like slamming this thing and it looks so loud.
I mean, he makes so much noise in class. There's one episode where he's playing Go, which is a game played with like black and white marbles on a board.
Yeah.
And he keeps taking the pieces and just being like, boom, boom. And it's like, there's no way the entire class isn't hearing this.
I mean, there is the first Shogi episode, I believe, where he like slams the first piece down and everybody hears him. It's like, what was that noise? And he doesn't even.
And then they just completely forget about it.
Yeah. And then they never hear it again because he broke a piece. We'll get to that, though. We'll get to that.
We'll definitely get to that because the Shogi episodes were my favorites.
Yeah. But yeah, Goto was great. She was really fun. She was like a nice, palate cleanser. Is that the right word? Like she's different enough from Yokoi that it helped make it feel fresh.
Yeah. And it was definitely interesting having her lead an episode instead of Yokoi. Plus it also led to one of the best animations. Cause there's one bit where she's freaking out and she like grabs her braids and starts like spinning them. Like it gave off Spy Kids energy. You remember the girl that like fly?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh man. I didn't even think about that until now. Yes, that's exactly what that is. That's amazing.
I can just see Goto flying out of the classroom.
She was spinning them so fast. Oh, man. It was ridiculous.
Oh, did I just... Oh, I thought I paused the recording for a moment. That was a panic.
Oh, no. We're good. Okay. No, I can see
on your screen. We're all good.
Your screen is all good.
I'm still screen sharing. Oh, my. I forgot about that again.
You have to. For me. okay. So, let's see. Where are we at?
There was one more robot episode.
I want to save that for later because it's like that last robot episode is the last episode of the show. It kind of wraps up a lot of things. So I want to save that one for later. So let's go ahead and go into the Shogi stuff.
The Shogi stuff. There were also three Shogi episodes. The first one, where I talked about a little bit, he cracks out a shogi set and starts, like, setting it up like he's gonna play. He sets up one side, he sets up the other side. And I'll be honest, the only reason I even know what shogi is because of Persona 5. I have otherwise never heard of it.
Really? I actually did. I used to know how to play it. And I want to relearn again because I got decent. It's essentially just Japanese chess.
Yeah. And, like... See, I didn't have that with Shogi. I had that with Go. I learned how to play Go once.
I have no idea how to play Go.
I sucked at Go, and I do not want to learn it again. Basically, you have to build circles with your pieces to trap the enemy.
Okay.
It's really hard. Like, that's the thing, is it's a hard game.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not even good at chess, which is, like, I'm pretty sure supposed to be, like, really easy compared to Go.
Yeah, Go seems really difficult.
I do like... This is one thing I do remember. It is in the official Go rulebook that you are not allowed to hold a piece and tap the table while you're thinking because it counts as distracting your opponent. That is in the official rules.
Interesting. Okay.
So anyway, he cracks out a shogi set, and the first one he sets it up normally. In the first episode, he sets it up normally. I dropped my fidget item. Pardon me one second. I need this. I need my safety item. My precious. Anyway. Where was I going? He sets it up like a normal shogi game, and he takes the king, and he picks it up, and he just crushes it on the table and shatters it.
Well, No. He takes the gold general and smashes it against the king.
Right. Yeah. And the king cracks in two.
Yes.
And Yokoi's just like, what are you doing?
What happened? What? This is not how you play shogi. Like, at all.
He takes the top half of the king piece and sets it on top of the general.
Yes.
So.
The general is now the king.
And this is where we start to get the animations, because Yokoi is, like, getting really involved and starts, like, visualizing the scenario in her head. And we get the sequence of the king lying on the ground, and the general takes his helmet and puts it on. There was just a whole bunch of things. What was
next?
Then it was
next,
like,
the whole army turned on him because they didn't like this new ruler. And then And then that's when Seki presses two buttons on his desk.
Yeah.
Would you want to explain that bit?
He presses two buttons on his desk. And trap doors open in the top surface of the deck, the desk.
That he had installed. That he had installed. Just for this one specific scenario. Because he's just basically telling a story to himself. That's all he's doing in this. He's not playing shogi at all. The other side has nothing to do.
Yeah, the rest and this isn't match. Even a modified board. This is a modified desk because he scratched the board into the desk.
Or no, he drew on it with permanent marker.
Oh, permanent marker?
Yeah.
Okay, it must have been the Go board that he scratched into the desk because he scratched one of them in the desk.
I think that was the Go board, yeah.
And so he has this modified desk with trapdoors. The general kills a few more and they all like back him now because they're all scared of him. Because
he's ruling by tyranny. Yep.
But there was something else that happens. I don't remember what. And then Yokoi decides she can't put up with this. She can't let the general lead by fear. Oh, wait, no. The general runs away. They get surrounded, and the general with the king's helmet runs away.
Yes, that's what it is.
And Yokoi's like, no, this is unacceptable. I can't do it. She picks up the bottom half of the king piece that is lying on the ground.
No, no, no. First, she picks up her eraser.
Was it the eraser? I thought the eraser was later.
She does the eraser.
And then I could have sworn it was the king.
No, I'm pretty sure Seki picks up the king and brings the king back. And then the king gets killed.
What did she do with the eraser?
She shot the eraser at the gold general.
Oh, yeah, and knocks him out the window.
Yes.
So the general is out of play.
Yep. Well, that's what happens at the very end, I believe. Because he got super pissed.
Was that after the king?
Yeah, it was after the king comes back.
Yeah, so the broken half of the king comes back and like defends the enemy because the king just like bounces around and yeets half the other force off.
Yeah.
And Yokoi sets the final decision by killing the general, and Seki's just kind of like, Seki never speaks, by the way, at any point.
Yeah.
In the entire show.
I don't think there's a single word. He does some sound effects at some points.
He makes sounds, but he never speaks words.
Yeah.
But he gives her, like, this most incredulous look after she yeets his shogi piece out the window.
Yeah. Because he had no idea she was paying attention either.
Yeah, no, he's off in his own little bubble.
He's doing this for himself. He's not doing this for anybody else.
Yokoi gets, like, roped into his shenanigans, but with the exception of, like, two episodes, he has no interest in what she's doing.
Yeah. I mean,
the exception being the magic episode, which was an excellent one.
That was a great one, yeah. And for context, I guess, because we didn't mention this, but they're sitting in the, or Seki-kun is sitting in the anime protagonist seat, as I like to call it, which is the
you're
back,
not wrong.
It's the far corner against the window. Which do you know why that's the anime protagonist seat, Wob?
I mean, because every anime protagonist ever sits there, don't they?
Well, do you know why that's where they sit, though?
Mm.
It's to save on money, so they don't have to draw extra characters behind them.
So they can just draw the window. That's amazing. I never thought of that.
Yep. And, oh,
I mean, some shows break that.
Well, yeah, some shows do, but like that's like generally, especially like with some. Got older shows. Like it's still like 2010s. Like it's not like super old, but like, you know.
Look, old for me is like 2012.
Yeah, I know.
No. What's the oldest show I've watched? I think it's 2008.
Death Note was 2006, I believe.
Yeah, well, Death Note is what I was thinking. So what did a Death Note was?
Okay.
Because
yeah,
I watched Evangelion and never finished it, and that's like the only thing older that I've watched, I think.
Yeah, but you didn't finish Death Note either.
That's beside the point.
No, it's not actually. If you're going to bring Evangelion
into it, I finished the
important
part of Death Note.
No, you didn't. You literally didn't. This is not the Death Note episode, though. That'll come at some point.
That'll happen eventually, I'm sure.
It will. Anyways, back to Chinara no Seki-kun. So Seki-kun sits in the protagonist seat, and then Yokoi sits right beside him. And
yes.
That's like where they're sitting in this. So they're in the back corner of the room. Nobody else can really see them. Except the teacher when the teacher turns around. But, like, that doesn't happen ever.
Yeah, no, teachers are oblivious and they just like to talk about stuff.
Yep. So that's why no other student in the class, like, realizes what's going on back there. Mm-hmm. Is because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, the only person who... Seki-kun never gets called out, ever. Yokoi gets called out, like, 3 times because she gets involved with Seki-kun and isn't as good at being stealthy.
Yeah. And well, think, also, he's hidden the evidence.
Yeah, so fast, every time. I think one of my favorites, though... I have a note. This is a detour, then I'll talk about Shogi. I have a note written down called, "Holy crap, strong legs." And it was from the post office episode. So in one episode... you know what I'm getting at.
Yep.
In one episode, Seki... he's running a post office and he's like shoving notes around or whatever, but he's being like super rude to Yokoi and making her jump through a bunch of like bureaucratic paperwork.
Yeah.
And refusing to take her mail. But he has a post office box set up in the back of the classroom. and he's like, "Okay, you have to deposit your mail in there." And she starts like reaching for it and trying to reach for it and go and go and go. And you see the chair start to tip. She finally gets the mail in the box and it cuts away and you just hear the crash of like everything falling to the ground. And teacher looks at the back of the classroom. The whole class looks at the back of the classroom like, "What's going on back there?" And we see everyone just completely sitting, completely normal.
Yeah, everybody's fine.
We pan to the back of the classroom. Yokoi's chair is in the floor, and she is just squatting under her desk, holding herself in place.
It's really impressive.
I would not be able to do that.
I could not do it for as long as she did.
Oh, yeah, no, because
does it through the rest of the day.
Wait, did she?
Yeah, because when, at least through that class, she didn't, like, just wait till the teacher turned around and go pick up her chair.
I absolutely assumed she picked up her chair after they stopped looking.
No, because they showed it at the end of class and she was still sitting like that.
Well, I'll take your word for it. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could not do that. I might that be able to hold it.
That girl works out. She must.
God, I mean, to deal with Seki-kun...
Oh man.
But I mean, I couldn't do it for that long, but I could do it for enough for the teacher to look back, you know, but oh man, it's still ridiculous. That's like,
some it was impressive.
Yeah, very much so.
I'm going to kind of skip past the second Shogi episode because it's absolutely amazing, but it's not as worth bringing up. Basically, it's a story about, like, the princess and the pawn are in love with each other, and the estranged father comes to his defense.
But there's only... good. But well, it starts off because there's one pawn on one side, and every other piece is on the other side.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I mentioned specifically in the first one that he set it up normally with a shogi team versus a shogi team.
Yeah.
Because this time it's a pawn versus everything. Because
he doesn't do that again. Yeah. Never again does he set it up normally. And that's the other thing, too, with Seki-kun. He doesn't do anything normally.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Everything he has ridiculous. To jank things out.
Yeah.
Like, in literally the first episode, he's playing dominoes with erasers, and he has, like, this massive fireworks cannon at the end of it. In class.
Yeah.
Second Shogi episode's great, but it's not, like, the super important one, because I absolutely adored the third one. It was the best. He gets out the shogi board, they're in the AV room, and they're watching a video about the effects of alcohol.
Oh, is that what they were watching?
Yeah.
How topical.
In my dub, at least, they were talking about, "You shouldn't drink, and this is why."
I mean, that's probably what it was. I didn't catch what they were watching, so that's probably what it was.
And so they're in the dark, and they can barely see. We can see because we're the viewers. He gets out the shogi board. He sets up one full team of shogi pieces. And on the other side, he sets up the black chess pieces.
Yep. and Yokoi's just sitting over there like, "What is about to happen? Why did he set up the chess pieces?"
Because she's don't like, even have the I should same probably camera. Watch this video, and then gets distracted, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah. And then she tries to like reason it out. She's like, Well, maybe I think the chess pieces look more powerful, so I think they might be able to win. But then the shogi pieces outnumber the chess pieces, so they have that advantage. Who's gonna win? And that's when she gets all caught up in that whole game.
Yeah, because she gets super enveloped every time she wants to be a part of this,
Oh
whether
yeah.
she'll admit it or not.
Yeah.
So, he starts taking the chess pieces. He takes like two of them in each hand and starts just shoving shogi pieces off the table. Crashing them off. And she's like, wait, why aren't the shogi pieces attacking?
Yep.
And it isn't until most of the shogi pieces are gone, she's like, no, he's using the dark to the advantage. They're basically assassins that are invisible to the eye.
Because
And
they're under they're under the cover of night and they're black pieces, so you can't see them at night. Oh
because
my
they're in the
God.
AV room and all the lights are
Yep.
off. And we do get a really cool, we get cool animatic where they show the shogi pawns as like the soldiers that we've seen in the other two episodes. But
Yep.
then we get these like cloaked figures with hats that
Yeah.
look like the chess pieces.
So like you've got the horse head guy, the bishop, then stuff like so on and so forth, whatever.
And it's at this point that Yokoi decides she needs to get actively involved. It's dark. Yokoi and Seki cannot see each other. I'm sorry, I'm beating myself to the punchline. This one was so good.
It's a very good one. It's a really good one.
Seki has the pieces and he's going for the final blow on the rest of the shogi pieces.
I think all that's left at this point is the king, I believe.
Yeah, and then we hear the click of a shogi piece hitting the table. And he looks over and he sees one of the shogi that has been knocked off the table sitting on the corner.
Yeah.
And he pauses for a moment. He doesn't go for the kill blow. He just kind of looks at it and then shoves it off. And we hear more click on the other side as she sets three more shogi pieces
I
on
believe it
the
was
table.
it. I think it was five.
It was
I think it was
something like
five.
that.
It
She
was
starts
something.
escalating.
Yeah. And then
We
he
get.
looks over and he's terrified because he doesn't know where they're coming from at all. But then eventually I think he gathers the courage and knocks them off as well. It kills them off.
And we get like a wide shot of Yokoi on the ground, gathering them all up and then putting them back on the table with audible clicks. And
Yep.
Seki is absolutely horrified because he doesn't know she's there. He can't see her.
Yeah.
And so he gives up on playing with the chess pieces, scoops all of these zombie shogi pieces back into the box, closes it, and then just starts doing a prayer.
Yeah, he starts just praying.
And
Then she.
you want to take over? I can't. I'm
I'll take over.
laughing.
Yeah, so then Yokoi's on the ground, and she notices she's like, "Oh, I see, I won," basically. And she's like, "Well, I better get to my seat before Seki finds out that I was the one who did this." And then she starts to get up, and she can't stand up because her skirt is caught underneath his chair, which is not going to be moving anytime soon because he is praying over these pieces so as not to be cursed.
And no one knows she's in the floor, and she starts freaking out because she's trapped.
Yep.
There were two things that I was expecting to happen, and neither of them happened, even though both of them would be great.
Okay, what were you expecting?
Wallpaper Engine is acting up, and I'm hearing Danganronpa music. This is not okay.
Oh, hey, yeah. Is it? Are you sure? It might be kind of cool.
No, it's confusing. I'm trying to listen to you, but I have it set to not play audio whenever there's other audio. So whenever you talk, everything's fine, but when I talk, I start hearing the anime intro.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
No, there were two things that I thought would happen, and neither of them happened. One, I thought the lights were going to come on. The video was going to end, and the lights come on, and Yokoi is just in the floor. I thought that was going to happen.
That would have been
Or,
good.
I thought she was just going to grab the leg of his chair and, like, lift it up to get her skirt out from under it, and he would have flipped his shit, and it would have been amazing.
That would have been good too. Oh yeah, no, both of those would have been good. I did though. I did like how it ended though, where she was just trapped and she couldn't get out, and she was calling for help from anybody who
No.
could hear, even though she wasn't clear. She wasn't saying this out loud. But it was just like in her head kind of thing. It was still
Yeah.
great. It was fantastic.
It was so good. I'm completely okay with how it ended. I just thought it was going to go one of the other two ways.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite episode. It's either that. It's either the Shogi versus Chess or it's the Magic.
Okay. My favorite episode is Glasses.
Glasses had one of my favorite sequences. I'll admit that. Why don't you talk about Glasses? I need to... Oh,
okay.
Boy, I need to figure out what I'm doing.
All right, so Glasses. There's a very specific reason this is my favorite also, which is I know why it's probably not going to be a lot of people's favorites. And I'll discuss that also. So Glasses, the general premise is that Seki-kun is trying to find a good pair of glasses for himself. He looks good in. So he pulls out one pair of glasses, and he's looking in a mirror at himself, and he's like checking it out, and he's like, all right, yeah, these are not bad. And then you know, Yokoi's over on the side like, oh, so I guess I'm surprised. I thought he cared more about like function over you know, like aesthetics. And then he pulls out like 20 pairs of glasses from his bag and sets them on the counter or sets them on his desk and puts up
a little mirror in the middle so he can see himself. Yep.
And he sets them up like it would be like in a glasses, like in a store. So like they're just in rows. They're not just like piled on the desk. He set them all neatly on there. And he starts trying them on one by one. And then eventually he gets to the thick rimmed black glasses.
Yeah, pretty early on he gets some thick rimmed square glasses, like the fourth one he tried or something.
Yeah, and Yokoi really likes those on him. Thinks they look like really good because they have this like, oh god, what was it she said? She was like, they look adult, but they also have this boyish charm to them.
Yeah, no, something they look, like they look professional, modern. But youthful. It's
professional,
or whatever it was.
Professional, but with a boyish charm. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
and Yokoi's like all about him. She won't admit it. These two need to be together. They're cute together. I want them to be cute together.
Goto is correct. Goto is right. Goto
they
knows
should.
What's up.
They should be.
Yeah,
absolutely should be getting together.
Oh,
anyway.
For sure. But so. So she has the pair picked out for him, and he doesn't know this yet. And so then he starts to go for a different pair, and then she like glares at him.
And well, no, like, he tries on a few others first. He goes through like four
or five
of the bad ones.
He does go through. And I believe the last one he picks up is the red ones with the yellow lenses.
Yeah, it was like these pointy red and yellow ones. They looked vaguely familiar. Is that a reference to something?
It is. I don't think you don't know if you're going to get the reference. So it is from Ultra 7.
I don't know what that is. I may have seen a picture before.
Yeah, so it's in the Ultraman franchise. It's the third series. So it's the second one. It's right after Ultraman is when it comes in. So it's from 1967. But it's a very popular children's show. And the way... Ultra 7 transforms is by putting glasses on, and then he transforms into Ultra 7, right?
Okay.
And that's exactly what these were. And then even, like, the way he put them on...
She comments on that!
Yeah, she says, you look like you're about to transform.
Oh, yeah. That makes so much sense now.
I didn't get that to my first watch either. I got it in this one. I was like, no, yo, those are the Ultra 7 glasses! It was great.
I would not have gotten that. That's amazing.
Here's the other thing. While he's wearing those glasses, I don't know if you noticed the sound effects he was making, but they were kind of like echoey a little bit, and they were like way different than what he normally did. And that's because those are Ultra 7 sound effects, or like very similar to Ultra 7 sound effects. And so it was just full on a reference, which I personally loved, because there's another reference to Ultra 7 earlier on in the show in the Go episode. Which we'll talk about later. But this one...
Okay, yeah, I'll take your word on that for now.
Yeah. It's much, much, much minor. Much more minor, but I'll explain it then. But, like, this one was great because it's obviously Ultra 7 with the glasses, and she says you look like you're going to transform. It's great, and that's why it's my favorite episode is because of that scene.
Yeah, because that line made no sense to me. It's like, transform? What?
Yeah, you had to... Yeah, it...
You gotta be in the know.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you have to know about Ultra 7 to get that reference, which I thought was cool, because it didn't really take you out of the episode, I don't believe.
No, sure. It was just a weird line. How long until we get an anime with a Pepsi Man reference, dang it? That's what I want.
Pepsi Man is an American thing.
I don't care. Gleipnir referenced freaking Peanuts, so dang it, get me a Pepsi Man anime.
It referenced,
probably exists.
Oh. No, wait. Gleipnir,
which one was it that referenced Peanuts? One of the shows we talked about mentioned, like,
we haven't
Linus
talked about it yet.
It was being on Coco. Chi Boy Love.
Cheek You Boy Boo Love. Did they? I don't remember them.
They did. It was in one of the... I have all of my notes from older episodes. Give me 1 second. I can figure this out.
Oh, he's going to the archive, boys.
I'm going to the archive. Oh, I tore the Gakko Garashi page. That's okay. It deserves it.
You take that back. Oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Do it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everybody listening on headphones.
Yeah, episode 5 of Binan Koku Chikyu Boy Boo Love. Also, Peanuts reference. That's one of my notes. It's written right there in the book. In the
archive.
That didn't just end up in the floor, I promise.
I knew Kaguya-sama season 2 has a Peanuts thing in it. I forgot.
Yeah,
I
mentioned that, but I haven't seen it. I've only watched season 1. I must repair my notebook, so keep talking.
I've only seen season 1 as well. But back to glasses. I mean, so then eventually... So then Seki finds, like, kind of notices that that Yokoi is, like, kind of looking at him and is, like, making these reactions when he covers over certain glasses. And so he kind of, like...
Yeah.
And then he'll start to pick one up, and then she'll kind of, like, give him the death glare, and then he'll stop and, like, go back and go to a different one.
It was so much more adorable than this. This was one of my absolute favorite sequences, because she already gave him the death glare when he kept fooling around. I think it was after the transformation glasses.
Oh, it was definitely.
And she's like, she's holding. I'm not gonna, like, replicate it, because I assure you, I will be nowhere near as cute as she was if I do it. But she, she was, like, holding up her textbook and glaring at him over it, because she's fed up with him picking the wrong ones.
Yeah.
And he starts to reach for a pair of glasses while she's glaring, and she just, like, starts hissing and moving the book.
That's right.
Moves away.
And then he eventually goes to the right ones, and then she gets, like, all happy and stuff is, like, glowing. And then he's like, okay.
Was so adorable.
And then he looks at it, and he's like, okay, yeah, no, these are the right ones. And, you know, he puts them on, and then he puts the rest of the glasses away. And then we get a little title card. That's the only time this happens in the show. It says the next day, and it just shows him in class, and he's not wearing the glasses. And then another one the next day, still not wearing the glasses. And then she's like, "Wait, why isn't he wearing the glasses? What's going on?" The next day, he's still not wearing them. Why is he not wearing the glasses? What is going on?
He just never puts them on again.
Never again. Never puts them on. And it's amazing. And she just gets so upset about it.
Oh, it was excellent. Yeah. Oh, man. No, right. It was so good. I have more to say, but we're an hour deep. If we're going to take a halfway break, we need to do that now.
Yep, I was about to say that I think it's time for a break. So, if you're on Anchor, enjoy this short ad break real quick.
Because we have those now.
Yep. And if you're on YouTube, I mean, you'll see us in a couple seconds.
The power of editing.
Gamer. All right, welcome back to A Shot of Weeb. We were having some issues with one of the cameras. Very experimental. You know, that's what Season 0 is all about, right?
We're still trying to make things work.
Yep.
Because my computer is a janky old monster.
Hey, we'll get there. We'll get there. So we had that nice little short break. Very short, you know. And now we're back to finish our discussion of Tonari no Seki-kun.
The master of killing time.
Yes.
I've already immediately forgotten where we were going next.
Okay, so let's just go ahead. Let's talk about the magic episode, because I know that's something we both wanted to discuss.
That was a good one. The magic episode showed off that Seki is actually really talented.
Like, I mean, the whole show up to that point had kind of shown that he was pretty talented, but this one especially.
Because, very much so.
Yeah, because if we go back to the last skit show we did, which was all about magic, he kind of outclassed her in every sense.
So much. Well, because he's actually able to perform in front of other people. I forgot to pour my drink. I'm going to keep this for myself now.
All right, well, okay. And, I mean, so basically the whole thing is like, so that's the one where there wasn't enough printouts for everybody. Mm-hmm. So they had to like group together, and so Seki and Yokoi had to put their desks together and share a printout.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote the most cancerous note for this one. Do you know those memes that were like riddled with emojis? What if we kissed by the light post? Just kidding. Unless. Uh-huh. I wrote that down, except it was like, what if we put our desks together?
Unless. Just kidding.
Unless. I hated myself for it.
Oh, God. But they did that. They did do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and she's like, well, I, you know, no way he can do it. I've seen all of his tricks by now. And, or no. No, that's not what it was. His bag was blocked by her desk, and so he couldn't reach into his bag. And so he kind of looked upset, and she was like, oh, finally, I might actually be able to study during class.
Peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Plot twist, there wasn't.
No, he opened up his pencil case, and he had a deck of cards.
At which point he decides to start trying to mess with Yoshino, or...
Yokoi
starts trying to mess with Yokoi by doing magic tricks. And he starts off with some pretty basic ones, you know, just shuffles the ace of diamonds to the top, puts it away, cuts the deck, it's ace of diamonds again. And he gets this idiotic grin on his face looking at Yokoi, being like, hey, what do you think? It's good, right? It's good?
And that's when she decides that she is not going to pay attention to him anymore because she doesn't like that face. She's like,
if you don't pay attention to him, he'll stop.
Yep.
Supposedly.
Yeah. It doesn't really work that well.
He starts to escalate it. It just keeps picking up.
Just more fancier and fancier tricks.
Yeah, because he does some really good sleight of hands, which were actually like legitimately impressive if he could pull them off.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote, he's like low-key super talented.
Yeah. Like he did one,
but then he starts...
where like he had like a card. So like he had one card like this, right? And then he had another card underneath it, I believe it was face up. And it was like an eight or something, like an eight of spades. And he flipped around as the ace of diamonds. And like he just did it really quick.
Yeah, he's able to do some of those like quick changes, which are always amazing.
Yeah, those are always very impressive. And he did a couple of those. And then eventually, I think eventually she takes the ace of diamonds and she crumples it.
Well, there's one before that.
Okay.
There's one right before that is the teacher that Sensei is like, all right, everybody, flip to page 2 of your assignment. And she opens the pages of the handout, and the ace is tucked in there.
That's right. And then he's doing his little, like, dumb little grin, like, eh?
She's like, eh?
Hey, pretty good, right? And she's like, I can't acknowledge this. If I acknowledge this, then it's all over. It's all over. And so,
and that's when she cracks out the anger. That's when she crumples the card.
Yep.
She grabs the card, and she scrunches it, and, like, flings it back to him.
And then Seki starts crying.
He's so heartbroken at this development.
Yeah, because, I mean, to be fair, if somebody just took one of your cards and crumpled it, I mean...
That's not cool.
That's not cool at all. There's some things
that's overstepping a bit.
There's some things that Yokoi does that are just not cool in the show, you know. But like this one especially.
Look, the girl just wants to study.
He's not trying to bother her.
I mean, this time he is.
This time, yeah. This time he was. And so she takes it, crumples it, and he starts crying and sets it like, and then I believe he takes it and sets it face down.
Mm-hmm.
On the desk, and then then the teacher calls on what was it, the guy in front of who sits in front of Seki.
It's the guy. There's like this guy that just like never notices anything sitting in front of him.
Yeah,
like he covers him in desk shavings at one point. Oh wait, no, he's actually relevant for a different episode. I want to talk about. We'll talk about that after.
I know which episode. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, he stands up to like read the next page of thing, and the Ace of Diamonds is tucked into his belt.
Yeah.
Even though the crumpled card is still on the table. And she's like, okay, well, you know, it's all a trick, and if you can reason out the trick, then it's not entertaining and won't be distracting. Yeah. Clearly, if the card that I crumpled myself, the Ace of Diamonds, is sitting there, and there's an Ace of Diamonds in his belt, then he has two aces.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, no.
To which point, Seki just, like, locks eyes with her.
Yep.
Flips over the crumpled card, and it's like an eight of
something.
It's an
eight of spades, I believe. I know it was a black eight. It was either the spades or the clubs. I don't remember which one. I believe it was spade. And then that's when she starts freaking out. You know, because she's like, no. I know I crumpled the Ace of Diamonds. I know I did.
And he also does another sleight of hand to show that he had, like, fake tears.
Yep, he had fake tears. And so then right after that happens, then he pulls an Ace of Diamonds out of his mouth. And then the Ace of...
I forgot about that one.
And then the Ace of Diamonds is no longer on the guy in front of Seki-kun. Because she checks, and she's like...
She stands up to look at the guy's butt.
Yep. Of course. Hey, I mean, what do you gotta do what you gotta do. You know.
Hey, sometimes it's important.
Yes. And so she does that, and then like he's got it out of, and he's giving her this like big dumb grin, and it's great.
He's having such a good time with this.
Yeah. And
because it's clear she's having to like forcibly hold her composure.
Yeah and then what else, what happens after that one?
I don't remember what the last trick is, because he spits it out of his mouth, and I know there's like something more to it before the episode ends, but I can't for the life of me recall what it is.
Oh god, is that how we're going to end discussing this episode? Is just neither of us know what's going on?
I think it is, just that we've just blanked.
Alright, you know, well, it is what it is. I guess we're going to have to watch
the last of my notes just says that he's talented.
Which, that he is.
So talented that we don't even remember his tricks.
Yep. Oh, man. All right.
So
then you wanted to talk about the climbing episode.
The mountain climbing episode, because this... Okay, so there was a really adorable sequence in Glasses that we already talked about when she's like trying to guide him to the right glasses. I'm just like, okay, these two are cute together. This was the other one that really showed it, in my opinion. So... he has a tiny little bear. It's like looking through binoculars forward at him. The episode's called Mountain Climbing.
Yeah.
And Yokoi is like watching, and he's like, "What's up?" She's like, "What's up with the bear? He's just sitting there." And you look over at
and there's
the guy.
A tent. There's a tent also. There's a tent. She's like, "Oh, that's really cute. The bear's camping."
The bear's camping.
Yeah. And then she tries to figure out what the bear's looking at through the binoculars.
Maeda. Maeda is the guy in front of them.
That's
I kept
it.
Wanting to call him Mondo, which is exactly wrong.
No, Mondo. What? Mondo's from something else. What is Mondo from?
That is Danganronpa 1.
That's it. Yes, that's it.
We cannot go a single episode without mentioning that franchise, can we?
Well, it's the one game we share in common, so...
She looks over at Maeda, and Seki has attached... a crocodile clip, a binder clip, to the top of his collar, has threaded some fishing line through it with a second bear tied at the bottom, and he's climbing it up the guy's back.
Yeah. Yep. The second bear is mountain climbing on this guy in class. Mm-hmm. And then they have to, and then Yokoi's the whole time is like, no, what are you doing? He's gonna realize that you're dragging something up his back. And then there's a very close call. There's a very close call at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when
he like reaches towards the back of his neck, and you like, yep, you think he's gonna grab it, and he just stops and scratches and goes back.
Yep, very close call. And that was loud. That was my chair. Sorry, fellow listeners.
How could you do it? My soda's bubbling over. Why is this happening? Why is everything going wrong today?
What is? I've never seen that happen. What is going on?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
What is happening?
Okay.
This room is cursed. I must leave.
Okay, let's see. What else happens? Then eventually the bear makes it up to the top.
Mm-hmm. And we see he's got a second fish line attached.
Yes.
That he pulls like a ripcord and unfurls a Japanese flag out of the bear's backpack.
It's fantastic.
But then... Sorry, go ahead. No, I cut you off. I'm doing it again.
All I said was it's fantastic.
But then we get another one of those just like pure cute moments with these two. Is when Maida. He actually finds it and like shoves it off of his collar. And the bear flies out the window. Seki runs up to the window to see where it fell. And Yokoi runs to the window to see where it fell. Both of them are so invested that they run up to the window together to look over. And I see these two standing in the window, looking down, trying to find the bear, seeing the bear climb back up. And I'm like, these two are perfect together. Be together, please.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so cute.
It is. It's adorable. They do that, and I think that's basically the end of it. No. Seki tries to continue the climbing.
Yeah, he keeps trying to reclip it to the man's back.
And Maida keeps, like, he, like, kind of glares at him a couple times every time, like, because he realizes what's going on now. He doesn't let it happen again. It was really nice. Like, that finally, it was the first time, I think, that Seki-kun had been stopped.
Honestly, the only time, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, he was kind of stopped with the eraser seal when the man just, like, shattered his eraser, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, but he'd kind of basically finished it by that point.
No, it's doing it again. Stop. Sorry.
You're having so many issues.
My soda is going berserk. Send help.
Oh god, okay. but
if you never hear from me again, the bubbles got me.
Oh god, okay. But I think this was basically the only time, or the first time, he got really stopped, because like the eraser when did the eraser happen?
Oh. That was pretty early on. It was five. It was right before the robots.
Yep. And then climbing was 11. The eraser thing, though, he still didn't really get, like, full on. Oh, I guess he got stopped also in the robot thing.
He didn't get stopped, but it got destroyed, like, as soon as he finished.
And the robot thing,
and you can see Seki's soul leave his body.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'd be crushed, too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he spent a lot of time on that. But the robot thing, he did kind of get stopped in disaster drill, you know, because she took the robots from him.
Yeah.
So I guess he has been stopped before, but this was the first time that he was like, I don't know, it seemed like somebody else, like an outside force, not Yokoi or Seki-kun, you know, somebody else, a third party, stopped it all. From, like,
I mean,
continuing.
That kind of happened with Paper Sumo as well, actually, when
Paper Sumo was later, though.
Goto, like, kicks his desk or something.
Yeah, she's laughing or...
No, she's freaking out because she thinks that they broke up or whatever.
She's freaking out about that, so she kicks the chair, which kicks the desk, and then it causes the big mecha sumo to lose. And then he's like... And then he looks over and looks at the chair because he notices the desk's moved. And then he sees the ghost of Yokoi. And so I think he thinks that Yokoi's dead and haunting him. That's what I thought.
That's possible, honestly. I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah. No, he's not the brightest bulb in the tool shed.
He ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Exactly.
Glad I got to get that reference in. My life is complete.
Oh, good. Yeah. See, but it was a fun episode though, for sure. The climbing one, it was really cute. Mm-hmm. And it helped kind of show the inventiveness of Seki-kun also with what he was.
Yeah, because that would take a lot of setup. Why is this man just got random fishing line in school?
Why does he just have these little tiny bears? Also, like...
I mean, that's understandable, because, I mean, we saw this in, like, Data Live. He might be the little keychain bears. I don't know.
And a tent?
Okay, maybe not the tent.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
You mean you don't keep a 2-inch-tall camping tent with you at all times?
I mean, I do. Yeah, not...
Yeah, I don't know what you're on about.
I didn't in school, though. There wasn't in school, though. Oh, God. Is it time to talk about the final episode now?
Yeah, I think that's the only one that we, like, really wanted to discuss. Because there's a bunch of others. There's really good ones. There's the Nip Cactus. There's the Driver's ID. They're so good.
Every episode, I think, was fun. It's really good. Every episode is worth watching.
Yeah, there were only, like, one or two that I was like, eh.
Which ones were those? I'm curious.
I wasn't too impressed with the one where he's polishing the desk. He just kind of polishes the desk.
I don't know. I liked when he polished her pencil board, and then she got it back. She was like, it's like a mirror. And he just also, he looked so proud when he showed her the first side. He's like, did I do a good job? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, oh boy. And then he flips it around and starts to do the second side. I thought that was great.
Because he tries to pay her to let him polish her desk in class.
Like $5 and she turns down, too. It was 500 yen, which is a rough estimate, $5. Rough estimate.
Yeah, and she's like, no. And he's like, wait, polishes the coin and tries again.
Yeah. It was the cleanest coin I'd ever seen in my life.
I forgot that was like $5. I was thinking that was like 50 cents. I had my conversions off.
No, yeah, no, that was a decent chunk of change. But yeah, because he wanted to do her desk. But all right,
really did. And... And she's kind of just like, no, but then he keeps, like, looking so dead inside because he's just, like, lying on his desk, bemoaning that he has nothing else to polish. So she's like, here, just take it.
Yep. Oh, I do remember one other thing I wanted to mention. So when I was talking about Ultra 7, I said there was one other reference in the Go episode. Mm-hmm. So do you remember, so the Go episode, you know how it was turned into, like, these two rabbits fighting?
I was about to ask if it was the fusions.
It wasn't the fusions. No. Do you remember the beam attack?
No, I do not.
Okay, so there was a beam attack that the Shadow Rabbit did. If you remember the Shadow Rabbit. And it came...
I do remember the Shadow Rabbit.
So there was a beam attack that went like this. The rabbit was going like this, and it was coming out of its forehead.
Okay.
That's, oh, God, I can't remember the name of the attack now, but that's one of Ultra 7's attacks. There's, like, a beam that comes out of his forehead, and he goes like this to do it. So that was another, at first I was like, is that a Ultra 7 reference? And I was like, okay, maybe not. Maybe I'm like looking too far into things, you know?
And then you hit glasses.
And then I was like, oh no, it was definitely an Ultra 7 reference. Yep. Yeah, it was great. So like it, you know, there's quite a few references too. There's an Attack on Titan reference.
In the lunch episode.
Which that's fun. You know, that's always fun. References are fun.
References are fun, and that one was obvious enough that I can actually get it. It's not the best Attack on Titan reference I've ever seen, though.
No, definitely not.
We'll talk about that show eventually. Not Attack on Titan, the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. All right, well, are you ready to get into this final episode? You know, there's so much
let's
to talk about.
Let's get around to it, because we keep not doing it.
All right, so the final episode is the last episode of the robot family.
It's the end of the robot arc?
It is. It is. And the premise is that a first year was found with a game console.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to, and like the teacher's like, all right, so now we have to check everybody's personal belongings. Make sure you didn't bring anything that's not allowed at school.
Is that a thing that they can just do?
In,
like,
yeah.
That gave me bad vibes. Like, that just sounds illegal.
No, they can do that in Japan. I mean, I don't think you can get in trouble too if, I mean, I know in elementary school, if you like brought toys when you weren't supposed to from home, you could get in trouble for that. I know, at least in my school,
still, it still feels wrong to like call them on that as long as they don't like actually have it present and like. I don't know.
I see what you're saying, and I do kind of agree, like it seems more like it should be, if they were being distracted by the said item, instead of just having it. I understand.
Yeah. Whereas here, they're just like, all right, everybody, let us riffle through your backpacks.
Yeah, but it is in the school rules, and they are allowed to do it, so it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, in the canon of the show, it's okay. But to me, I'm just like, no.
Yeah. No, I agree. But regardless, they do that, and the robot family is here, and they're out, and they're trying to... I think this is the episode where they're trying to study or something. But they're out and then Yokoi starts to freak out like, no, you got to hide them. You got to put them away because if you don't hide them, like what, like they're going to get taken away. And like, I can't have that. It wasn't for Seki-chan's sake. It was for the robot's family's sake.
Yeah. Cause Yokoi has like taken control of this family. She's invested in the robot family's life.
Yep. And so then it gets to a point where the robot family is hiding behind a book and the dad is peeking out at the teacher who's walking down the aisle checking through the personal belongings and stuff. And then eventually Seki-kun's like, ah, yes. And then he opens up his bag, pulls out this box, like this flat box and like a bunch of other items, makes this box, like it creates the box, ties it up with rope, sets it outside of the window and hooks it on the ledge and then closes the window. All without the teacher noticing. And then she's like, oh.
Without the teacher noticing. But Yokoi's just like, you did it. You're a genius.
And then she looks over and she's like, you didn't put the robot family in the box. Why did you not put the robot family in the box?
Are you trying to get them to hide by themselves?
She's like, you know you have to move them, right? And eventually he does. Or no.
He gets another... No. What? He gets another idea and pulls out his lunchbox.
That's it. Well, that's what it was. Yep. He pulls out the lunchbox and she's like, oh, perfect. They fit just perfectly. And then it shows that it's just the mom and the child. And then
he's got Optimus Prime like standing outside the box going like, yes, this is good.
This is good. This, we did a good job here. And she's like, you can't have him just standing there. He's going to get taken. And then, so then the teacher's coming around. It gets to Seki-kun. She's like, oh, no. It's all gone. The robot dad is gone. He's been caught. And then she looks over. And then the teacher says, all right, don't see anything. No problems here. It all looks fine. And she's like, what? And then you see the dad hanging onto the back of his chair. Of Seki-kun's chair. Mm. Just hanging on for dear life.
But it's enough. The teacher does not see him.
It's in the perfect angle where the teacher can't see him. And so then the teacher goes and starts to check Yokoi's things and finds a CD.
Wait, that's illegal.
Yeah, you can't have CDs. And she's like, I was so worried about the robot family that I forgot about this CD that whatever her name was lent me today. And it cuts to her, and she's just like, she's just so like,
The friend's so just upset. Like, how could you do this?
She's so upset. And it's, oh man, it's amazing. It's so good. I love it so much.
Oh man.
It was so much fun. And that's how the robot finale ends. And then I believe they come out of the lunchbox and they like all celebrate. The robot family does.
Oh, I don't rightly remember it from that.
I think. Don't quote me on that, though. That might be incorrect.
Because I think it just ends with Yokoi, because she makes like an off comment about, like, oh no, the family, meaning the robot family. But then, like, they think that, I don't know.
Oh, that's, oh no, that's what it was. That's what it was. Because she's like, oh no, it was the family. And the teacher's like, are you having problems at home with your family? She's like, no, not at all. That's not what I'm talking about at all. And then it ends with her walking downstairs and her mom is on the phone. It's like, or her mom just got a phone. It's like, hey, your teacher said he wanted a home visit with us. Is there, like, what's going on at school? And she's like, oh no, he took it the wrong way. He doesn't know about the robot family. Yep. Except there was no laugh track and it just went into the banger ED with him playing his drums on the pencil case.
Him playing the drums.
It was great.
And we get to see Yokoi jamming out to the music one more time, and it's adorable as it is every single time.
It is. It never gets less adorable. It really doesn't. Is that okay? Is it time for our final thoughts?
I think it's time for our last summary, because I don't think we really need to like focus in on any of the other episodes. They're all good. None of them were bad. Even the weakest one is still good. I kind of went into final thoughts there without even meaning to. Do you mind if I just keep going?
Go, continue. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so let me get my handy-dandy rating chart that I did not just give you guys time to read at all, but I wrote it down so I have it. This show was good. I sat down, I loved it, it was adorable. I want Seki and Yokoi to just be the best friends together. And even though it was literally just a guy slacking off in class and Yokoi being like, hey, maybe don't, it was still adorable. It was almost heartwarming at points seeing these two like riff off each other in the dumbest ways. Seeing what Seki-kun can pull out of nowhere and Yokoi getting roped in whether she wants to or not. I thought it was cute. I had a blast watching with it. It falls into the good category of my rating scale because I've modified the My Anime List rating scale a little bit to like make it easier for my dumb brain to understand. I think this is going to go on the low end of the good category. I'm giving this one a 7. 7, I think, out of 10. Possibly an 8. I've got to think on that for the time being. But for now, I'm going to say 7.
Okay.
Oh, and the art was great. I am usually a stickler for art. I didn't like Devilman Crybaby because it just looked way too simply drawn. But this simply drawn...
We're getting to that one.
We'll get to that one eventually. But this simply drawn really, really worked. I loved it.
All right. So, I own this on Blu-ray. Obviously, I like it.
You like to use that flex. Weird flex, but okay.
It's a banger, dude. It's Sentai Filmworks. When they have a sale, you can get stuff for cheap. Like, we're not sponsored. Sentai, please sponsor us. We're here for you.
I don't know who you are, but you're welcome to talk to us.
I really enjoy the show. I think it's a really fun one. You can just kind of throw it on whenever. It doesn't matter what episode you're watching. You can watch any episode, and you'll just have a good time with it, like a quick 8 minutes. And it's something I always like think of fondly. I have good memories of this show, and I'm glad that it held up as well as it did, because I was kind of afraid of that, you know, going into it, this rewatch.
Yeah, because I had that issue with Tejina Senpai where I watched it and I'm like, wow, this is not as good.
Yeah. For this show, my initial rating for it was a 7 out of 10. And I think I think I'm going to keep it there. Just because there's not a ton of meat to the show, you know?
Yeah.
It definitely accomplishes what it sets out to accomplish, which I think it's great. It's a fun comedy, and that's all it needs to be. But there's nothing else really that you can sink your teeth into for, like, and there's a little bit of character development, but there's not, like, really a ton.
Yeah.
The art is nice. It suits it perfectly, I think, the art style. And just generally, just a fun time. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with my 7 out of 10. I still go back to this one, you know. So, yeah, good show.
I'd never heard of it, but I'm glad that we watched it.
Yeah, as with everything I recommend.
That's very questionable.
My taste is impeccable.
But I believe that wraps it up on our discussion of Tonari no Seki-kun. I wanted to make a joke off of that, and I couldn't decide what riff to go for. I was halfway between My Neighbor Totoro and My Hero Academia, and I didn't know where to take it, so I just kind of bailed. I got as far as the Mai, and then my brain froze.
Yeah, okay? I heard. Yeah, you were trying to, like, you were, like, in a boot cycle there.
I wanted to be clever. The problem is, when I try to be clever, it never works. Oh, I got soda up my nose.
The bubbles are back.
Take us out.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you for listening or watching to this episode of A Shot of Weeb. That's the title of the show. I almost forgot it. Oh, my God. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed watching the chaos as much as we did recording it.
Yeah.
It's... Next week. I cut you off again. Go for it.
No. Because you got to. It's your choice next week. What are we
watching?
Next
week is my choice. And I forgot to pick until about 3 hours ago.
Yep.
I went into my watch list and I found something that I have not seen that I have been wanting to watch for a couple of years now. And I realized it fits our genre gap because we have yet to talk about the infinite genre that is isekai. The genre that has dominated anime for the last, what, like 3 years? At least?
Yeah, it's definitely on the downward trend right now, though.
We did have like 2 straight years of isekai, though.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
We'll be watching the first season, because I think there's more than one season,
There's 3 seasons.
We're going to be watching the first season of Overlord for next week.
Yeah.
Because it has been on my watch list for some time, and it is... You're going to hate me if I say this, Seaweed. It is one of the 3 shows I need to watch if I'm ever going to give Isekai Quartet a try.
Okay, we're not watching this anymore. We're choose a different one. We're not, no. Anything that pushes you closer to Isekai Quartet is bad.
Well, how bad can it be?
I dropped it after the first episode. It's so bad. It's not funny at all. Anyways, Overlord, though? Overlord? I remember kind of liking it.
It's been on my to-go list, my to-do list, for a long time now, since, like, freshman year.
Yeah, I watched it as it was airing, and then I watched season 2 as it was airing, and I didn't watch season 3. Season 2, I watched half of it while it was airing, and then I was like, I don't know about this one, Chief, and then I finished it later. I just waited for all the episodes to be out. But I remember enjoying season 1, so hopefully it's a fun time, and I hope you enjoy it, because it's your choice.
Look, I'm a small brain man. I enjoy any anime put in front of me.
Yeah, you didn't enjoy Beyond Kokochiki Boy Blue Love enough, so, you know.
It was okay.
No, it wasn't. It was the best.
It was not a 10 out of 10. It was not a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Watch it again. 10 out of 10. All right.
We'll see you guys next week, hopefully, for A Shot of Weeb episode
9.
Whatever episode is after this.
This is 8. This is 8, so next week will be 9.
This is 8 next week. For episode 9, I really ought to start writing this down.
Alrighty, we'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.